if human beings put their minds together and are dedicated and we're willing to take the risks, we can move our culture and our economy, and we can change our world. But you have to be willing to put yourself there, whether it be sitting at a lunch counter or sitting in somewhere or marching into a space that you're not supposed to be in, or applying for a job you're not supposed to get, or to vote when you're not supposed to. You put yourself in that place and you refuse to move. And so part of my whole life, I have kind of moved forward that way, moving into the most dangerous community wherever I live and just planting myself there and saying, I am going to be part of this transformation. I'm going to be in the middle of it. And so carrying that along during my entire career, living always in the most challenged community, and because of my religious past and also the paradigm of the civil rights movement, I tried to do that by becoming a member of a church in those communities and being very active, volunteering especially with children. And so I was always involved in children's programming and children's activities and children's classes and all of that. And I felt that the children had the highest hope. I did that for about 25 years. And while I was working, whatever city I moved to, six different cities, that's what I did. And then around 1992, a series of cataclysmic events led me to shift my focus from volunteering in church to volunteering in community. I just came to the conclusion that this dream that the church had kind of been the crucible for, that the church had given up on that. And that it was probably more Martin Luther King's consciousness of making a better world as a pastor than the civil rights movement as a whole that tied the church so much with the civil rights movement, at least in my mind. And so when I finally got frustrated that the church was no longer embarking on that grand project of changing the world, that it was more involved in changing individual lives and the gains that have been made through the civil rights movements, or even making more gains, but making gains for your people, your flock, your group, but the concept of categorically changing the world had been kind of given up on. So I started to volunteer in community. And about this time, this was 1992, I floundered for a while trying to find traction in that world and volunteering in school districts and tutoring programs, large tutoring programs, and helping to organize that. And then finally, we moved into the Jordan neighborhood in Minneapolis about 17 years ago and started to organize our neighbors around dealing with the crime and blight and socially destructive behaviors. And out of that, after a few years, my council member resigned and my neighbor prodded me to run for office. And so, and by the way, that was very shortly after I graduated from seminary. Because at the tail end of all of that, of my 30-year career, of all of that social engagement, I went to seminary at Luther Seminary here in the Twin Cities and graduated, was ordained. And then my neighbor, a pastor, called me up and he said, Don, you have to run. And I said, run from what? And he said, you have to run for office. He said, we have 50 kids in my church's after-school program, and we think two of them might graduate.